You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with our sponsor, Mark Jabert from Paintsmith Long Beach. And Mark will be chatting to Edwin and Leo. Good morning, Mark. Welcome
good
back.
Good morning, Sue. Thank you very much.
And good morning, Edwin.
Good morning.
And good morning, Leo.
Morning, morning.
We got a full house
today.
And
our topic this morning, Uncle Mark?
It's actually really exciting stuff. I'm excited about it. It's new products that that has come out from a company called Power Bond, which Edwin and Leo represent. Totally unique. I've seen Chinese knockoffs on it. But yeah, this stuff really interests me, and I think it's going to interest the listener out there. Things are getting hectic. I think you're as well, Sue. We're all preparing for Christmas.
That's right. It's a silly season now.
We've only just finished washing the dishes from last year.
There we go.
And it's back on it again. So yes, the shop is absolutely pumping, and I want to thank everyone out there that's supporting us.
You're blessed. Yes.
Beyond blessed, Sue. Yes. Beyond blessed. Stock is a problem.
Yes.
Our suppliers can't keep up with us. Edwin and Leo have had to come out of their blocks in a big way, and up until now, it's been pretty decent.
Yeah, and it's also awesome that Leo and Edwin can give up their time for us this morning.
Well, they've had to cancel a couple of things. It was like pulling teeth to get Leo onto the show today. We had a cancellation, a last minute cancellation from the guest I wanted to bring on yesterday afternoon.
Because everyone's busy.
Everyone's incredibly busy. And yeah. I can't hold it against him. He was a building contractor. He finished his job early and he needed to hand over the site.
It's a handover. Or if it's not a handover, then it is you're going to start the job and you meet everybody on site. So
correct.
It's either that.
So being with me on the radio came in very much a second, and I pushed Leo's buttons, and both Leo and Edwin said we're there.
So thank you, Leo.
Thank you. We owe that. We're going to chat. Generally, a couple of products. We've had a year of really good products that we've spoken about, from flooring to walling to roofing. In fact, Leo was here talking about his coatings for roofs, etc. We've gone a full circle, so we're not going to talk specifically about roofs, walls, painting,
etc. Because we've done many of that. We've covered that this year.
I think the listeners are now tired of hearing about this. There's a couple of interesting little, I don't like using the word gimmicks. Gimmicks is not the word. Nifty little products that we're going to talk about that play a very important role.
Yeah.
That make our lives easier.
Yes.
It's not going to make your house shine. It's not going to make a major difference to your home, but it's going to make a major difference to you as an individual.
Because it works.
Because it works. And it's quite innovative.
Yes.
It's
so
clever.
So before we get started, let's put it out there to all our super-duper listeners near and afar. You may ask questions, and this is your chance to ask questions. And our WhatsApp number is 072-447-8044, just in case you didn't know what our WhatsApp number is.
Great. The first thing we're going to start with, drop sheets. You come into my store and you buy a PVC drop sheet. It's 3 or 6 meters long. It's 3 meters wide. It works beautifully. It's nice and thick. You've finished decorating the inside of your home. You've covered your floor. You've covered your furniture. And now you've got to either dispose of that drop sheet, or you've got to now fold it up and put it in your garage. And 9 times out of 10, you fold up a big drop sheet. You end up needing a washing basket to store this drop sheet in, and it takes up shelf space. It takes up floor space. PowerBond has come up with a really cool idea. I think it's super cool. And in fact, I gave two to one of my big customers yesterday afternoon, And I got feedback yesterday afternoon, 2 or 3 hours later, to say this thing is absolutely awesome. So what it is, it's a pre-taped speed drop sheet. It comes in lengths of 30 meters or 20 meters. It's an incredibly thin drop sheet. But what makes it so very, very different, it's preloaded with tape. So in other words, to give you an idea, I've painted my room, I've painted my wooden windowsills, and I'm now going to redecorate my wall. But to hang a PVC drop sheet up onto my wall to protect my woodwork on my windows is really painful. I unroll this drop sheet, I cut what is needed, it's incredibly thin. One side of it has got a tape on it, I stick the tape on, and I literally hang my drop sheet from the wall. The other advantage is it clings.
Yeah, it's static. Yeah, so, I mean, if you do it on glasses or anything like that, it goes statically onto the window. Then you can do, like you said, now with the masking tape, stick it on top and it's static against. You don't need to go masking tape on the sides. It's static there and then, you can just...
It literally clings to your walls.
That's correct, yes, yes.
And then you stick that over your furniture. Stick it over your TV set. It's always difficult to stick a plastic drop sheet over your TV set. You don't want to move everything around. This material is incredibly light. Help me out here. Microns?
It's about six microns.
It's incredibly thin.
Yes, it's very, very thin. So the only thing about the drop sheet is... You're gonna have to use socks. Don't get on there with your shoes because the shoe might tear it a little bit, and we don't want that. So yeah, rather take your shoes off, get on there with socks, just to make sure that you don't tear the drop sheet.
Contractors out there, clean socks in the morning, please. You don't want to be walking, taking your shoes off.
Maybe a hole in the sock,
and make sure you've got no holes in your socks. Yes. But if Mrs. Smith or Mr. Smith's using it bare feet or with socks,
yeah, that's perfect.
The great thing is when you've finished. You roll this up into a tiny little ball. You can do your entire lounge, drape your furniture, drape your floor, drape your windows, and when you're finished, peel it off the wall. It's not going to leave a residue. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yes, yes.
I don't have to sell sugar soap along
no.
with it.
No.
Okay. So, and then everything you've used for that lounge can fit into a plastic bag, a Checkers, a Pick and Pay plastic bag, and can be disposed of. So it's light, it's convenient, it's easy to use, and it's dirt cheap.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's the one thing. We stock it. Come and have a look at it. I don't know whether Leah's going to be able to keep up with the demand. Everyone's already looking at me thinking, oh, my goodness, are we going to supply? But it's something that is well worth it. So that is, for those that have, it's your pre-tape speed drop sheet. We have a little bit of stock. Come in, dirt cheap, very convenient. We go to your next product, and that being what, Edwin?
That will be the Glow Anti-Slip Grip Tape. So, they come into, so it's 50 mil wide, and then you get in sizes of 3 meters and 10 meters. So, it's a nice, very anti-slip tape. So, Mark, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, or do you want me to
go a little bit
further?
It's your, okay. It's your product. Away you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's aggressive 60 grit surface tape. So you can use it on the inside, outside. Especially for your steps, your ramps that you can go onto when there's rain. It's perfect in the rain, so it is waterproof. Just going to go through some of the points here. It's suitable for all smooth surfaces. Visible glow up to 8 hours. Then, it can go up to maximum safety in low and high.
I interrupt you? Your 8 hours, it doesn't need to be in sunlight. So fluorescent lights, your normal lighting in your home.
That is correct.
It's going to make it
fluorescent. It will make it for 8 hours. That's correct. Okay, yeah. Awesome. So outside light or inside light, it will be 8 hours that it can glow up to. Yeah. Then chemical and oil resistant, prevent costly slip and fall accidents during blackout conditions. Like we all know, touch wood, we haven't had load shedding in a while. So, but yeah, if that blackout comes there maybe one day again, you know, you've got your backup, you've got your glow in the dark strip in the inside. So just an example, like I said, it's 50 mil wide. Then it's about 10 mil in the inside that your glow in the dark strip in the inside. And then the outsides is your, the anti slip.
So this is literally a question of peel the, protective layer of the back and pluck it on.
That is correct, yeah. Just make sure your surface that you're going to stick it on is nice and smooth and it is clean.
And dry.
Yeah, and dry. That is correct, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this will last inside, it's UV protected, no one's going to have a hassle.
That is correct, yes, yes.
I'm thinking off the top of my head, for any boaties out there, yachties, power boaters, etc., this is an ideal product for your decking. It's non-slip. You can stick it on your deck. For the fishermen out there, if you've got a fly bridge that you're on and you've got steps that you need to go up to, this is the ideal tape that you stick at the bottom of your steps, stick on your deck. Absolutely perfect for that. And this is going to handle the sea spray. It's going to handle the sun. It's going to handle deck cleaning. It's going to handle fish blood, heaven forbid.
Yes, no, definitely, no, yeah. No, so it has been tested. So yeah, it has been tested on the coastal areas, everything like that. So, but we've had no issues. Like I said, you know, it's chemical and oil resistant, so it will be able to.
Once it's,
you know,
down, it's down.
That is great. Yes, yes. You're gonna struggle to take it off, to be honest.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking of applications for homeowners that have moms and dads staying with them, the elderly and the infirm. Old age homes, retirement homes.
Definitely.
Wheelchair ramps. This would be absolutely ideal on your steps in a frail care center, your wheelchair ramps.
Perfect. Yes, yeah, no, no, definitely, yeah. So there's some old age homes that at the moment, the elderly homes that we are busy with now, especially now these days, you know, the health and safety, they're getting involved. Because they've noticed, you know, a lot of the old people, you know, the elderly, sorry, they start slipping and falling and everything like that. So
I'm an old people, but I'm not elderly.
Seniors.
Okay, let's go on seniors. Apologies for that. Yeah, so, you know, these days, you know, some of the shoes, they want to be comfortable. So, you know, the elderly, they like to wear the slip-ons or anything like that. And then, yeah, these the anti-slip is there to help. And, you know, to prevent that little slip there that is there, especially on the ramps. And then, you know, there's some of the glow in the dark. Because I know I've got a granny as well. I'm not going to give her age away. But I know certain times of the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, she wants to get a glass of water. She doesn't want to put a light on because it takes a while to get to the light switch. I'm not going to, yeah. So, you know, yeah. And then, yeah. So, you know, if. Then yeah, the glow in the dark strip is there to, you know, to maybe if you want to put guidelines as well, it is there. Yeah.
Okay, awesome idea. Okay, that's boaties. I can already, I know,
yes,
two or
yes.
Three boaties or yachties that would be interested in something like this. So that's your glow in the dark non slip strip.
And you are going to be supplying this.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Your next one.
Okay, yeah, so that's the waterproofing sealant tape. Mark, can I ask, can we maybe go to this one for the last?
That we can do.
Let's go to that one lastly.
You've got something up your sleeve.
No. I just want to stay with, you know, the glow in the dark and the glow in the dark. So, okay. You know, with the anti-slip, you got a normal adhesive tape as well. It's also a glow in the dark. So you get in two different colors. You get it in blue and you get it in green. So it is a little bit different towards the anti-slip. So this one is not 50 mil wide. It's only, your normal strip. So it is, it comes into 1.5 meters to 1.8 meters long. Then it is 1.8 centimeters, that it's wide. Okay.
It's almost the thickness of your electrical tape.
That is correct. Yeah, insulation tape and stuff, okay. Like, yes, yeah. So this is there, you know, so the anti-slip is just taken off. It's basically cut off and that is the strip that's left. But it's, like I said, it's also the glow in the dark. But it's only for 6 hours. That's the approximate time that it can grow, that it can glow. And then, yeah, inside, outside, you can use it anywhere. I think Mark, you had an example of a lady that actually came into your store. We had a chat about that, and she had these glow-in-the-dark strips. The LED strips, and it started peeling off. Yeah. So it started peeling off, and then I know we replaced it with the glow-in-the-dark strip, and now that the little ones' rumors glow, and they are very happy. And
I think every single listener out there that has got teenage children, there's been a stage in their lives where the teenage kids want LED lights in their room. And this particular lady, Janet, that you were talking about, had purchased 4 or 5 meters of LED strip lights. Sure. And they were stuck right at the top next to the cornices in the room. And hubby said it's not going to work. Janet said it is going to work, and it went up. 2 weeks later, the LED lights started pulling away from the wall, and invariably, it starts at the one end. And during the night, it unpeels, and the next thing, your LED lights are on the floor. She came in and Janet bought sugar soap to clean the glue from the LED lights, and she cleaned the top 2 or 3 inches of her wall, and stood back, and now all of a sudden you've got a clean wall at the top and a dirty wall at the bottom, so she ended up having to repaint, to my advantage. But yes, something you can think about for children's rooms, putting this kind of thing, this tape around your desk, around your monitor, just on the edging, light switches.
Oh, yes.
Who fumbles in the dark for a light switch? Cut a piece off, stick it on your light switch.
No, definitely, yeah.
So there's many things. You mentioned something. You're a camper. No. A camper's not the right word. You go camping. That doesn't sound right either.
Well,
you like to live in a tent.
We've got the family, so we like going out, putting out the tent there, you know, just get away a little bit from the rush and the noise and so on. So, you know, especially with your the thing that anyone – Everyone always falls over, you know. It's always your tent stays in the gaze, you know. So just take a small piece, wrap it around there. You know, like I said, it only needs about 30 minutes. Then it's already back to, you know, to the glow. Then it'll glow up to 6 hours, 6 to almost 8 hours. But I always recommend let's stay with 6 hours, just depending about the light. But so it takes 30 minutes, then it's back to glow.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. Stick it on your guy wires.
Yes.
No one's going to trip over it.
Definitely, yeah.
You mentioned as well, you're a when you go out, you're a fisherman.
Like fisher as well, yeah. You know, your fishing rod, because I know usually you've got your little, the glow-in-the-dark sticker there in the front on your rod. But sometimes, you know, when you maybe loosen the ratchet at the back too much, you know, that glow-in-the-dark is in the water. You're not going to see it. And then if there's no light out there, you know, you're going to run and you're going to run into your rod. I've done it myself. I've been there. But yeah, so you can stick it maybe just a small piece, you know, at the back or even onto your stand. Then you know exactly where your rod is. And then, you know, listen, okay, you got right timing. You can strike whenever you're ready. You know, like you said, mark your light switches, your charging cables. I mean, how many times of the night do you first have to put your phone on to look for your charging cable? You know, so yeah, just stick it on the small piece in the front. You know, you see it immediately, and then you can plug it into your phone. There's a lot of places where you can use the glow-in-the-dark strip. You know, it's very plain simple. Anyone can use it. You know,
I've got ours in the shop at children's eye level. Your big grocers and your retailers, your Pick and Pay and your Checkers. That's the level that you see the product. I want the children to see this. I want the children to decorate their rooms with this. It's a really neat product, and I think there's 101 uses that you're going to, especially the men, that they're going to find excuses to put this on. What's that? I want to need it, or I need to want it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's awesome. That's your glow-in-the-dark.
I mean, the other thing that I've noticed as well, especially like your sound booths for, you know, the art theaters and stuff like that, your sound booth is always, you know, dark. It needs to be dark. You can stick it onto your safety equipment or wherever you need to. You can stick it around there, and then you know exactly, listen, okay, there's a DB box, there's the boxes that you need. But the sound guys will know exactly where I'm talking about.
You mentioned DB board. That's an interesting one. How many people, you have a power failure, your lights trip.
Yeah.
you got no lights, the middle of the night, now you're hunkering around for switches and where your DB board is and DB board. Stick this on your DB board. Yes. So, yeah, we can sit here and we can wax lyrical. We can go on and on and on. But that's your glow in the dark, 1.8 centimeters wide, about a meter and a half meters long.
That's correct, yeah.
Lekker speel met die dan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can stick out where you want to.
Okay, next one.
Okay, the next one is the multi-purpose adhesive slide and hook. Okay, so it's a two-part system. So it has a double-sided tape on the one side where you can stick it against your wall, or, you know, you can use it in the bathrooms. So the one side will be sticked against your wall, and then the other part will be sticked maybe against, you know, your appliances that you want to stick against the wall that you don't need to, you know, drill, especially like into towels. It's very, very difficult to drill into a towel. You need a special drill bit. And not a lot of guys can actually do it before you can actually break a towel.
And you're going to hit a water pipe, guaranteed.
That as well.
You're
going
to hit a water pipe.
If you don't have your plans, or, you know, this, maybe the guy, you know, added a water pipe or something like that, you know, they're definitely,
it's going to go.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, it's very, very plain simple. It's DIY friendly. You know, anyone can use it. You just peel the first layer off. You stick it against the wall. You hook it. So that will be your up hook. And then, the other appliances that you want to hook onto it, you know, you just stick it onto that.
And it's easy to remove. You just lift it up and it detaches.
Yeah, and then
detaches.
You can detach it. Yeah. Yes.
The immediate thing, Edwin, that springs to mind is multi-plugs. There's nothing worse than plugging in a multi-plug with an extension cable. This lies on the floor. It looks untidy. You've got plugs coming. So one against the wall, one on your multi-plug. Hang your multi-plug on your wall.
Yes, no, definitely. And the thing is, what I've noticed as well, actually, while I was, you know, driving here, I've got twins, and they're busy, you know, they're busy actually, you know, moving around now, so they're busy crawling. So now what happens is, this is actually ideal, you know, you stick it against the, you know, out of reach, so that they can't put their fingers into the plug or anything like that, because usually your multi-plugs are on the floor always, and it looks unneat, and everything is just wires everywhere. So, yeah, this is definitely, you know, no drill system. It's very quick. It's very easy. You just stick the first piece onto the wall or onto the surface, and then you hang your multi-plugs or whatever you want to hang. You can use it in the bathrooms as well.
So yeah. I can utilize this for my soap holder, my shampoo shelf?
Yes, definitely, yeah. It can take up to, let me just make sure for you, it can take up to 6 kilograms, plus minus 6 kilograms.
Okay.
But I'm sure your soap is not going to be that heavy.
Yep.
Unless you have special soap or anything like that. But yeah. So yeah. So it is this, you can basically say it is waterproof, but it's moisture proof. So, I won't say waterproof. There is a difference, but we're not going to go into detail. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Leo explained to you guys last time, you know, the products from, you know, the rubber sealant that is waterproof, but yeah, this is moisture proof, so it can be used into showers. Like you said, with the soap disposers and stuff like that. Yes.
Silly thing, top of my head while we're talking about it, just to give the listeners ideas, a clock. You're hanging a clock. You've either got to change the battery in the clock every now and again, or you've got to remove the clock to clean it. I don't want holes in my wall just to hang a clock. This is absolutely ideal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's very nice and easy to actually hook it onto. Because usually what happens if you have a clock or if you have a frame that you need to, you know, hang again, you always need to find that little piece there that you need to hang it onto the nail. So with this, you know, you can feel it. You can see it. Oh, there it is. And then you just hook it on. It's a lot bigger than a normal nail. So, yeah, it's very easier to hook actually onto.
Ideal opportunity here is for landlords or people that are renting. No one likes, or the landlord doesn't like holes drilled into the wall. Most of them don't mind, but guess what? At the end of your contract, you've got to plug up the holes again and you've got to repaint. This would be ideal because you can remove this, if I remember correctly, fairly easily. Can you explain how you would? I'm a tenant, I've hung up my pictures, I've now moved out, and I need to get the bit that's on the wall, I need to get that off. How do I get it off?
Yeah, so it is reusable. So all you do is, so you can just take a blow dryer, I'm sure, a hair dryer, sorry. I'm sure everyone have a hairdryer. So all you do is you just heat it up a little bit at the back. You just pull it off nicely. You won't pull off any of the paint or anything like that.
So there's no residue left on the
nothing.
No.
You just make sure that you heat it up again, and then you can pull it off. And then afterwards, all you can do is, if you maybe move to a different location, you know, you can just clean it nicely with water, and then it's restickable. You can just stick it again.
Okay, awesome, cool. So that's our hook. Double-sided tape gel.
4 minutes.
You rushing us again. We're going to have to make this segment an hour long.
Definitely.
Okay, let's just go and have a look. There's a couple you've got here, and we're not going to get through to it. There's one that really interests me that I'd like you to chat about. We chat about the non-slip with the luminous strip in it. And that was ideal for the elderly, retirement villages, old age homes, etc. That works like a dream. But in those same homes where you have maybe your mom and dad staying with you and they're not as firm as they used to be, retirement villages, you've always got rugs lying around, tripping hazard.
Oh, yes.
They move. You have another product which can possibly help with that. And that is the...
That's right there. That's a reusable multi-purpose rug gripper. Okay, so it's a black triangle that they come in. The size, you know, there's four pieces in a box. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I know we've got a little bit of time. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, it's reusable. Same method, you know, just clean it nicely and then you can stick it again. So you got two different sides of the product. You got a smooth surface, and then you get a little bit of a grip on the other one. So you usually take the smooth surface, stick it onto maybe the back of the rug, at the bottom of the rug, sorry, and then the grip one.
That rug's not going anywhere.
That is not going
to
slip.
It's not going to stick the rug down. It's just going to stop the rug from moving.
That is correct. Yes.
So you can still pick your rug up if you've got laminate floorings, vacuum, clean.
It's a very soft, rubbery product. So, yeah, there's no damages that will go through to your floor.
Bread bins, speakers, anything you don't want to move, slip and slide, it's going to do the job, and you can reuse it.
Yeah, I mean, your kettles, everything like that, you know. So, yeah, there is. It's a multi-purpose product.
Sue's looking at me. We've got 2 minutes. We can do it. Let's go and have a look at your next one, your double-sided gel tape.
Okay, yeah, so I'm sure everyone do know double-sided tape, but ours is there's a no damage, no hole, no chance. So what happens is this product, you know, you can reuse it as well, like the clip-on products. So yeah, with the double-sided tape, you know, it's a gel tape, so it's a very soft tape. So you can stick anything on it, but the thing is with this one is you can take up to plus minus 6 kilograms to 20 kilograms. So
that's
a lot of weight. Yeah. So if you, especially you know your mirrors, I know a lot of guys, you know, that always struggle to get the mirror up level and get it. You know, I've got a wife as well, so no, you know, it's always that's cue, you know. So then you need to take off everything. You know, you need to re-level it. Because we're not all carpenters or, so, I mean, with this strip, you know, if you do it wrong, all you do is just heat it up again with the hairdryer. Yeah, put it off nicely. And then, yeah, you clean it again. But if you do it the first time, you don't actually have to re-clean it. You can just stick it again.
If I'm using this on a mirror and I need to change the mirror's position from one side of the room to the other, heat it up, move the mirror, clean up the wall, stick it back on again.
That is correct. Yes.
No peeling off tape at the back. I'm not going to mention the brand name, but it does sit very, very well. So well that once it's on the wall, you're not going to get it off. The only way you're going to get it off is with the old trick, the fishing line, and you've got to cut it off. So this you can reuse over and over again.
That is
correct. Reposition mirrors, reposition picture
frames. If it's been stuck there a while, just clean it up a little with nice water. It's only water, and then you can just restick it on.
There's a lot of things I can use that for. And you've got one last thing, and I think we're going to have to hurry.
Okay, I'll quickly run through this one. Yeah, so it's our waterproofing sealant tape. Okay, so I'm sure there's a lot of emergencies out there, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail for the product. But yeah, it comes into 10 meters, 1.5 meters wide, and then, 1.5 meters long. So it is a waterproofing tape, so it can be used inside of water.
So it's an emergency product.
Basically, like, yeah. So I always like to keep this product inside of your toolbox.
Judy has come through. Hello, Judy. How's it? She says, well, this sounds like an amazing product. Where can we buy it? And we can go to Paintsmith. Is that correct?
Indeed.
So, Judy, Paintsmith, because I'm also going to make my way.
Paintsmith's Long Beach. Paintsmith's Long Beach.
Long Beach, yes. Okay.
Can I use it? I've got a rainwater tank that has a crack in it, 5,000 litre rainwater tank. I've tried to plastic weld it unsuccessfully. I've tried epoxy on it unsuccessfully. And I don't want to spend a couple of thousand rand on a new rainwater tank. Can I seal my rainwater tank crack with this?
Definitely, yes. Just make sure your surface is nice and clean, that there's no mold or anything like that. Clean it nicely. But I'm sure that is, you know, that's a little bit common sense. But, yeah, make sure it's nice and clean. It can take up to 6 bar, 6 to 4 bar. And then,
water pressure.
Yeah, water pressure. And then the other thing, it's 4 bar air pressure that it can take up to. So your PVC pipes that you have, maybe if there's a pipe burst in your house or, you know, you can definitely stick it on there until, you know, the plumber or someone comes out.
So this is an emergency.
Yes.
Please, if you purchase, emergency only.
I always like to keep this into my toolbox, you know, because it's a multi-purpose appliance.
Vinyl pool tears.
Anything, yes.
Swimming pools, a weir that has cracked.
So can you use it on a swimming pool as well if there's a crack? Can you use it? Swimming pools.
It just depends about the surface. Because Yeah.
Well, so you obviously can't put it on if it's wet.
No, you can stick it inside of water.
Underwater. It sticks underwater.
Oh, so it could service.
But I think if you've got a gunite pool that's very rough, you're going to have a problem
that
sticking
sweet,
to it.
Geez.
If you've got a fiberglass pool, your chances are better. In fact, no, fiberglass, you struggle like hell to stick to,
correctly.
It's got to be a vinyl pool.
That is correct, yes, yes.
Okay.
Just make sure about your chemicals as well inside of the pool. Like I said, it's like you said, Mark, it's an emergency thing. So, you know, it's not there to last, but it can be last, but depending about, you know, the chemicals inside. Like that, I would recommend, listen, rather get someone else to come fix it for you. Stick it for now, then I'll stop the leak. But
cracks
then, yeah.
In your PVC piping underneath your drain.
Yes.
It's over a weekend. You don't want to pay a call-out fee. Wrap your PVC pipe in this. It's going to stop the water. It's going to stop the gunk going into your cabinet underneath.
That is great, yes.
It's going to give you a couple of days to get a plumber in.
Yeah. But it can last, but yeah, that's not the right way to fix it. But it is there for emergencies also.
Cool. I think we've done it.
We have.
I didn't think we would.
We're 4 minutes over, but it's fine. I think this is such an interesting topic and products that everybody needs, everybody will use, and you detailed it so beautifully.
Well, what's interesting, every single one of these products we can do without. We don't need them.
Yes.
But when we have them, it's a question of how did I do without them?
Exactly.
You know, Leo and Edwin's given me a little bit of tasters for me to take home and to play with and have a look at, etc. I don't need LED lights for Christmas.
There we go.
I've got the tape. So, yeah, it's when you look at the products, we've lived without them.
Yes.
But, my goodness, they make your life a lot easier when you've got them.
Once you've got them, you're not going to be able to live without it.
And we're very fortunate. I know we've gone over our time, but just to let the listeners know, Leo and Edwin have given us tremendously good pricing as a launch. For December.
Good Christmas gifts.
Yeah, but we've in fact pushed them, twisted their arm. They've started as of yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So for the rest of November, the rest of December, really awesome prices. If we get good prices, we pass them on to our customer. Come and have a look at them. They're there.
Thank you, Mark. So, Mark,
awesome.
Thank you for coming in, sharing your expertise and knowledge. And Edwin, you too, and Leo. You too.
Is and, Leo still here?
Yes. And all of you go have a licker day. Just be safe out
there. Awesome. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks
bye
a lot.
Bye.
Ciao,
bye.
Ciao.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure.
I visit PaintSmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit PaintSmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. PaintSmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.